Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We just started a new series called Asking for a Friend, where we're looking at some really difficult questions in the book of 1 Corinthians and really addresses some difficult topics. Here's the first one. If any of you has, and this is chapter 1 or chapter 6, verse 1. If any of you has a dispute with another, do you dare take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the Lord's people? Or do you not know that the Lord's people will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you know or do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of life, of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes among such matters, do you ask for a ruling from those whose way of life is scorned in the church? I say this to shame you. It is possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers. But instead, one brother takes to court another, and all of this in front of unbelievers. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have completely been defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers and sisters. This church at Corinth was one that Paul founded. He was there for at least a year and a half, raised up new leaders and pastors and elders, and he moved on to the next town. And then he, you know, visited the church, but he would write letters back to correct it. And he's heard about some of the things happening in the church. And there were a lot of difficult things happening in this young church. It was a young church, immature church, dealing with a lot of strife, a lot of envy, immorality, things like that. And Paul hears that they're actually fighting with one another to the point where they're going to the public square to get the Greek courts to rule for, you know, against each other. Now, it's interesting. He's basically saying, why are you doing this? Why would you do this? Why is it that Christians fight? That's the question we're asking for a friend, right? If Christians are supposed to represent Christ and have the love of Christ in their hearts, then why are they always fighting? And in the court, he's basically saying, look, you know, you guys take this to a Greek court, and the Greek courts were known for basically, it was almost like theater of the day. And there would be, you know, 40 to 100, you know, people on the jury, and the, you know, the two complainants would hire someone to kind of be their advocates, and it would be like a big theater production, and the jurors would decide. And Paul's saying, look, don't do this. Don't you understand the name of Christ is more important than your dispute? I mean, even if you have to be defrauded or be wronged, that would be better. Just going to court, you've already lost. Now, when you hear this, you think, okay, but I'm not going to take anyone to court. I'm not going to take my Christian brother or sister to court. But here's what we do in church today. We fight with each other. We criticize each other. I mean, and maybe you don't do it in the church, but you criticize some other church. I mean, it's totally normal. In fact, if you go online and really look up, you can find a YouTube channel of 100 different people that are criticizing the church on any particular topic. I've had many friends that get caught up in this stuff, and it's just like a spinning spiral of negativity, of constant criticism against Christians. And then, you know, they send the emails to me or the letters to me, or they post them on Facebook and or social media. And basically, it's all a critique. Don't ever listen to this church. Don't ever listen to that speaker. Don't ever read that person's book. And the unsaid said is, you should do it like me. You know, this is how it's supposed to be done. Criticizing, well, they don't teach verse by verse. They teach more topical. And it's just a constant set of criticism that goes around and around and around. And in essence, that's how we fight today. We put it in the court of public opinion, put it out there on social media. We talk to our friends about it, and we're basically causing division in our own church instead of allowing Christ to judge the church. Now, I'm not saying there aren't topics that are absolutely real that have to be dealt with, doctrinal issues, things like that. But when we literally put it out there for all to see, we're basically infighting outwardly. Instead of going to someone the way that Jesus talked about, we go to a person we have a problem with, go to them, talk to them, speak to them, try to reconcile, bring someone with us. That's the Christian model. And literally throwing stones at some other church is just a way for us to, you know, almost entertain the masses and get people on our side. That is not the way he wants us to do it. So then what does he do? He says, hey, why don't you rather be defrauded? In a sense, he's saying, look, I want you to live out the peace of Christ. Allow the cross of Christ, which is you know, the most beautiful thing in your life, to be the message of your life. Let us to love one another. You know, that's how everyone in the world is going to know that we're truly disciples of Jesus, is by the love we have for each other. And we're criticizing and fighting and maybe worse, That's the picture we're presenting to the world. This is what Christ is all about. We basically fight our own. God, I pray that we wouldn't have that attitude, that we would love each other with a peace and a gentleness, that we would go to each other one-on-one and deal with the struggles and try to work them out with a sense of peace. Lord, when we need help, I pray that we would go to other Christian brothers and sisters to help us and guide us through that. Lord, I pray that you would help us to live a life that really represents the gospel. And God, I pray where we have difficult situations that you would enter in and that you would help us to work those things out. We ask all this in your son's name. Amen. Amen. Take a second before you move on and just think through where your life is at, where your heart is at. Has been caught up in criticism, has been caught up in, you know, just kind of throwing mud on the bride of Christ and a different place. Talk to God about that. Repent of that and allow his spirit to really guide you. Till next time, God bless.